treat you so bad by breaking your heart and making you sad. But you better hope and pray, my friend, that I won't tell you it's the end. For if I give in, you will know that a baby, 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 oh, you love me so, so. No more diamonds for your foolish hands. Until you treat me like a man, I'll give you rats and 5 pieces of gum. And then you'll realize I'm not a bum. Don't forget the past mistakes, my friend, and let's try our love again. If you will try like in the past, then I know how love will last on. Forget the past mistakes, my friend, and I will try our love again. But if you will try like you know best, then I know how love will last. Come on, baby, one more time for me. Just try one more time.
That was Christopher and the Shores, Diamond, Rats and Gum. Which any girl would dream of getting given. Diamond rat. Oh, he's got his whiskey out again. Hold on, I better slide my glass over casually. Can he whistle? There you go. Did you hear the tinkly tinkly of the whiskey, listeners? Did that warm your cockles of your hearts? Good. Now, we're coming to a new section of the show.
Uh-oh.
Which is involving you, Tony.
Oh.
And it can involve you as well, Erica. If you stand up and come towards the microphone, you're both involved. It's a sort of competition thing. No, you're not dancing. No fucker can see dancing on a radio show. Get a grip, will you? So it's a new section where we dissect the languages of the world.
Okay.
Okay? Don't laugh. Get to the microphone, Erica. So I will read out a phrase, and Tony or Erica will tell us the meaning and the language. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay.
Today, my thing keeps cutting out. I hope it's not my microphone, it's just my earphones. Today's phrase is an, ing, inin, an, a. An, ing, inin, an, a. Erica, you were about to say?
Latin.
Good guess. Tony?
Is it like a... It's not like a sort of Scandinavian part of the world language, is it?
Sort of. You're getting closer than Latin. Yeah. So do you need a clue?
Is it Inuit? Is it Inuit?
Almost. So I'll do it again. An, ing, inin, and a.
Norwegian?
Oh, very close. Well done. Eh?
Does it begin with N?
What do you mean, does it begin with N? I just said what the fucking expression is. An, it begins with an A, obviously. What a stupid question. So do you need a clue?
Yeah, clue, please.
Okay. You may hear it in an Indian restaurant in Dundee.
What sort of clue's that?
That's the perfect clue. An, ing, inin, and A. Erica's
no,
got it.
No. I was thinking when I was growing up, you had those languages that you kind of all spoke, but I can never do them, like Eggy language or something.
Oh, right.
So I think you're both given it. Oh, no, I'll give you a further clue.
No.
Do you want the answer?
Yes, please.
So you would hear it, twa claw flourins and a ningin in and a. Now you know the answer, don't you?
Twa cauliflowerins
and a ningin in and a. Can I have two cauliflower burgies and an onion one as well? It's Dundee speak.
Oh! And we had the accent.
Yeah, so it's not as easy as you thought, is
can
it?
Can you say the phrase again?
An aningin in an o.
Aningin in an o.
No, an aningin in an o.
Crikey.
Can I get two cauliflowerines and aningin in an o? Means could I have two cauliflower burgies and an onion one as well? Do you learn everything? Shut up. Now, back to the compilation that I'm trying to sell because I've got to make money and I've got copies of myself to sell. No, let, what's his name? No Hate Records sell them. Neil at No Hate Records because they're lovely, lovely people and they've got copies to sell before I sell mine. The compilation is called Atomic Rhythm. It's compiled by the great Keb Dodge and it's on the Staggerly record label from Deutschland. And this is one of the unreleased tracks that are on it, or it was unreleased until a wee while ago, and I fucking love this. If you don't like this, you're a wanker, proper rockabilly. This is James Mask and Hoochie Coochie Girl. Well, let me tell you, baby.
Well, friends, I got a story I want you to listen to. It's all about that gal of mine who does the hoochie coo. A hoochie coochie gal, I love you. A hoochie coochie gal, it's true. A hoochie coochie gal, I love you. Swear to the world I do. Swear to the world I do. I took her to a party. She gave the folk the feel. She slipped down her ladder. She kicked off her high heel. Yes, I love you, I swear to my soul I do.
We're the cats for the jobbing in the barn last night. He oughta been there, it was a real gone sight. Sister Kate for the jobbing with Mary Lou. And made me feel so good, I started a jumping too. A wheel of cats for the jobbing all over the place. Well, it's rock and roll music, ready to suit my taste. Yeah, now let's jump around, yeah. We have a blonde-headed baby in the middle of the floor. Jumping and a shaking, couldn't jump no more. Somebody in the corner done slammed the door. I grabbed my baby, started jumping some more. How well, the cats was jumping all over the place. Well, it's rock and roll music, ready to suit my taste. Yeah, now let's jump around, go big cats.
jumped around till the break of dawn. The cats got out and they all went home, leaving me standing in the middle of the barn. Couldn't keep them out all of that fun we had jumping all over the place. But it's rock and roll music really do suit my taste. Yeah, now let's jump around, yeah. Jump, jump, jump around here. Jump, jump, all around. Ooh, jump, jump, all around here. Jump, jump, all around.
Fucking brilliant. The purity and honesty of that music is very magnificent. Very cool. It just makes you go, oh, and smile and all that. To hell with all you wankers out there that think, oh, yeah, but it's not cool, man. It's brilliant. No, there are folk that will listen to that and think, wankers, the lot of you. We've been drinking whiskey on this show, as you can possibly tell.
Yeah, I'm levered now.
But we're still going to give you the news. The Times. British hero Sir Philip Green penned a letter to Santa this week, a copy of which was smuggled off his yacht by an anonymous source hidden inside an unwanted prostitute. Dear Santa, I have been... Stop laughing, you put me off. Stop it, you cunt.
Sorry.
I'm shite. I've lost it. Dear Santa, I've been very... I have been very, very good. Mummy said I turned over a record profits yet again. Please, 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 can I have Marks and Spencer or John Lewis or maybe both for Christmas this year? I promise I will treat them as parts of the family and will feed and walk them myself. Please, Santa. A spokesman for the North told us that he can't reveal Mr. Claus's plans, but added that Mr. Green's check was warmly received. There you go, that's good news.
Yeah.
You put me off. What's your next record?
It's Road's End with Y.
Oh, lovely.
Oh,
that sounded great, Tony. And this is why listeners who run clubs after all this lockdown shite finishes should book me and Tony as a team to disco jockey together.
That's right.
It is right. Yes. It is right. I enjoyed that thing with the thing with Reese Webb a couple of weeks ago that Erica was at, and that was great. Oh, but he turned up with a load of bloody jazz, mod jazz,
oh, really?
And Northern Soul. I enjoyed the Northern as a sort of nostalgic thing, but it wasn't exciting. He's got a tremendous garage collection and a British beat collection, but that's what he turned up with. So I fucking minced him on the DJ decks with my obscure garagey and surfy and rockabilly stuff. There you go. Now, Bradford, a local family who would like to remain anonymous, have written to both their local MP and mayor, outraged that they cannot attend church service this Christmas. Mr. and Mrs. Bell of 20 feet 1 Ratchfield Drive claimed the right to worship was being infringed upon, and they demanded the authorities explain to them which buildings in the city are the churches, that they might cause a media storm by staging a protest outside one.
Mm.
Good for them for standing their ground.
Mm.
No, but, you know, it is our right to worship the birth of the bairn that wasn't actually born at all on the 25th of December and all that. And I think it's evil that the government are stopping folk from doing that. Do you not? Do you not think I want to go? I'm going to Mass. I've never been to fucking Mass, but if I'm told I can't go, I want to go.
This year, I might just have to give it a miss for the sake of everybody's health and fuck safety. God. Because
let them die, the swine. It's your fault for giving me the whiskey. I don't know them. Let them die.
Crikey.
All right then. We haven't got a tune. Mess, it's me. I was looking over at your deck, thinking, "What's he going to play? He's got nothing on the bloody decks." So we'll go into some. I don't know how you describe this. Psychedelic-y garage. No, I don't know what, but it's a sort of different sound to the. Why thing you just played. It's a darker sound. This These Sixpence, who did quite a few good records on that American label and all that. And Long Day's Care. Soon. Oh.
Just what I see, the things I did, they say are wrong. If I stop now, I won't live anymore. I walk along the lonely street, a certain girl I hope. Wondering when I can go home. Someday I'll leave my mark somewhere, and then I'll know you really care. I really care. I won't, cause I won't. We'll be right back.
That were you, Crumbs. Oh, I better turn mine down a bit before Erica comes and turns it down, because she fucking annoys me when she comes creeping behind me, turning the microphone down. That were the Crumbs and their version of the Pretty Things LST, which just goes to show how strong the special partnership between the UK and the US really is, doesn't it? Doesn't it?
Go on.
Well, to have teenagers in 60s America showing such interest in the British economy.
Oh, exactly, yeah. Yeah. The pound, shilling and pence.
You got it, man. I was waiting for you to be puzzled. You've ruined me winding you up.
I was a little bit
thinking.
Puzzled, and then you right. filled in the gaps for me a little bit.
So for the younger listeners, LSD was the term used to describe pounds, shillings and pence in old, glorious, foreigner-free Britain. There you go.
Nothing to do with psychoactive drugs.
Nothing to do with what drugs? What kind of drugs? This is Liberty Bell, and that's how it will be.
she don't care. There's others that she.
Shades, your ES Shades, and Any Day Anywhere for Joe Wimster up there at Aberdeen. Fit like money, who's it gone, Joe? I hope you're fucking listening to the show.
Is that how you say it? ES Shades? Instead of S Shades? I always thought it was S Shades.
Oh, here we are. We're all being very clever now.
I'm not. I thought S you had secret shades, knowledge that I didn't know.
Who
I thought you said
gives a cock? Really? Christ, you just want to sound clever, don't you?
No, I don't.
I make you sound like a complete idiot every month. So you have to try and trawl something up to make yourself sound clever. No. You're failing. People are laughing at you, Tony. They're laughing at you. They're pointing at the radios and laughing.
That's all right. That's all right. Okay. I'm quite used to that.
Do you want more news?
It was genuine. It was genuine.
S-shades. Fold your arms and hang your head in shame.
I feel really sad now.
You're probably right. The Guardian.
Ooh.
A vile fascist nonchalantly wandered into British home stores with her mother and without shame proceeded to ask a shocked Santa for a Barbie doll set for Christmas. Luckily for society in general, Santa bravely notified security instantly. In court, the judge told little Sari Perkins, "You are hatefully perpetuating gender stereotypes that oppress women. This is a sign of your complicity with patriarchal norms on the subjugation of females." She was sentenced to 35 years of hard labour, cooking and ironing in Holloway Women's Prison. Well, she got her just desserts, didn't she?
Yeah. That must have been a very modern article as well, yeah. For her to be in British home stores.
I was collecting it to Philip Green.
Fucking
hell. What's your next record? I like your next record, actually.
It's a good one.
It's a great one. It was you that introduced it to me.
Yeah, I see.
So pat yourself
on
the back.
Not just a beautiful face.
I thought I was a clever fucker that knew everything, and then you played this standing next to me at the paper desk. I thought, what the fuck's that?
Yeah, it's a stonker.
I don't know. It's a stonker. What is it?
The King's Ransom with Shame.
Magnificent.
Bit of a 90s indie vibe about.
Shame, shame on you. Shame, little girl, can't you see that you're making me blue? You're the only one that knew what I had to say. You left me cold with nowhere else to stay.
nation. You're the only one who'll have to be on the run.
Christ, that was a deep conversation going off in the studio there about, yeah, the Rockabillys wanted to be outsiders and the Northern Soul people wanted to be outsiders and everyone wants to be a fucking outsider because they think it's cool and trendy.
Not me.
They take outsider political opinions.
I
had my
normal
brother today, my brother slagging off the British Empire. I thought, you fucking cock, just trying to be trendy and all that. Okay.
How dare he?
How dare he? Some news before we go back to the Keb D'Urge compilation, the brand new compilation. I'm going to slide this across.
Have you got a compilation coming out, Keb?
Oh, fuck off. Just where am I? He's thrown me completely off with his hate. Okay, yeah, this was a letter from Reverend Tony Clayton from Peterborough, which loads of Northern Soul people will go, holy shit, and all that, to The Independent. The only chance of saving us is a total lockdown with individual airtight cubicles for all our medically comatose bodies with daily thermostabilised food injections. However, I wonder which politicians care enough to lovingly force this upon us. The only other chance of saving anybody is to shoot the rest of us, but who cares enough to do that? These are cutting questions from a reverend in Peterborough.
Yeah.
Anyway, apart from
very
that,
Christian, really.
Because we're drunk, we've just drunk a bottle of bloody whiskey together. support the paper dress vintage, because that's
not
a
Erica.
Mag- eh?
Erica didn't
Erica's
drink
not
anything.
Drunk, no, no. Okay. So, we're all being buggered over by lockdown. I believe lockdown, the cure is worse than the ailment, in my opinion, at the moment. I know three folk that have committed suicide, one person that's died because of lack of treatment, because lockdown stopped them getting treatment, and then a couple of mates have got GoFundMe pages to fund their cancer treatment because the NHS are far too busy with stuff like COVID, so let them die and all that. So it annoys the shit. That was me being serious. Did you notice that? How serious
it's
it was.
Quite serious.
That was quite serious. I've lost my point, by the way. Drink does that to you, doesn't it?
What does?
Drink.
That's what?
I've lost the point. Forget that shite. Where were I? Anyway, that's it. That's the only chance of saving us is total lockdown, proper lockdown. Erica's turning my microphone down. So back to the compilation. I lost my point completely then because of you looking at me. And that. Back to the Atomic Rhythm compilation from Keb D'Urge on Stagger Lee Records, which you can buy everywhere from today. This is Jim Otterling and Black 40. I love this sort of hick rockabilly as well. It's
yeah.
Not... It is club friendly for me, but probably not for most people who would first hear it in a club. But if they went to that club and heard it 40 times, then they would get into it. And that includes all my Northern Soul fucking stuck up their arse wanker mates. Black 40, Jim Otterling.
Well, when the sun comes up, I'm on my plow. I done fed the chickens and I milked the cow.
I gotta bust up the ground for planting time. I work all year long, don't earn a dime. That old back 40 by the books of my hide. Ain't rain in the year and the ground's all dry. I work all day long from dawn till dusk. With my hands off the list and my back's about to bust. Well, the sun gets way up high in the sky. And around my head buzz big blue flies. Well, I ground so hard it won't even grow weeds. I have it ready in a week for the cotton seed. I gotta find a way to lose my blue. Well, I go into town and I pick up my honey. Do have a good time and spend all my money. Now when I get married, she's the one I'll choose. But I can never get rid of these back 40 blues.
Down in the Alabama jailhouse, as lonesome as I can be. Well, nothing but the blues all around me to keep me company. Time on my hands and I'm a-waiting. I'm walking up and down the floor. But if I ever get out of this Alabama jail, well, I'm never coming back no more. Cause I started into drinking and gambling. I knew at that time it was wrong. But I thought that I could win a lot of money, have a lot of wine, women, and song. But I lost all my money, went out on a drinking spree. Somebody shot down that gambling man. A woman laid the blame on me. Policeman, he come along and he got me. He locked me in his cold, cold cell with a million bars all around me. Nobody to go my bail. While I'm a-waiting for the judge and that jury, I don't know what the verdict's gonna be. But if I ever get out of this Alabama jail, they're gonna see the last of me. Sitting in this Alabama jailhouse, well, I'm so lonesome that I could die. Because they clipped my wings, they put me in this cage. While I'm the kind of bird that don't fly. While I'm a-waiting for the judge and that jury, I don't know what the verdict's gonna be. But if I ever get out of this Alabama jail, they're gonna see the last of me. They're gonna see the last of me.
That were your Rod Morris, Alabama Jailhouse.
Yeehaw.
I just love that stuff. I'll yeehaw you up your fucking arse in a minute if you yeehaw again when I play
Promises,
rockabilly.
Promises.
Well, let me just wash my fist. So that was, and that's possibly the last one on the show, available on the new Cape Dodge compilation, Atomic Rhythm, out on Staggerly Records this week. Available from No Hit Records in Camden. and other places and all that. You've got a record lined up. Do you want a bit more news before we do it?
I'm easy.
Serious stuff, though, serious stuff, because you've been pissing about a bit too much today. Joint research from 7 countries, you see how serious it is? Reveals the root cause of many of today's problems. I'm waiting for you to guess. Okay, obviously not.
Global warming.
Hats. Not caps, but proper hats. They are what separate us from animals. You can put a hat on a donkey, but it's not going to like it, and it'll just look silly. When a man wears a hat, though, it shows he is civilized. He has respect for himself and others. And that's why when men stopped wearing hats, everything started to go wrong. Just think of all the things that went wrong since men stopped wearing proper hats.
I'm anti-hats, actually.
No, but think. So you think of James Stewart and Ray Milan. What was his name? I can't mind. All those...
All 40s, 50
hat folk. Yeah. Think of all the things that happened since they stopped wearing hats. We've had terrorism, Vietnam War, coronavirus, and rap music.
That is true. Run DMC wore hats, though, didn't they? Run DMC wore hats.
No, they wore caps, you cock.
No, they wore little pork pie hats.
One of them wore a pork pie hat, the rest wore caps. Don't talk shite.
All right.
All right. Hey, what's your next record, son?
It is. I believe that hats kind of create a barrier between you and God.
That's very true. But perhaps God wants that barrier because he's like, oh, for fuck's sake, I'm fed up with your praying and your thoughts. I have to read all your thoughts every day, every night. All I get is a constant stream of thoughts from you human wankers.
So you're doing him a favour.
So wearing the hat does him a favour. And he's punishing us for not wearing hats by bringing us coronavirus. It's fucking obvious now, isn't it?
Now you say it like that. Yeah, it is.
What's your next record?
It's called Treat Me Better by the Ground Floor People.
I know another record on Mercury called Trick Me and Treat Me and Treat Me Like a Man, Girl, Baby, I Want to Love You Like a Man. Now, Cobblestone.
That's very lovely.
Yeah, it was big at Wigan Casino in about 1977, covered up as something. The Tempos, that was it. Fucking hell, my memory comes back after loads of whiskey. The Tempos, Trick Me, Treat Me, which was Cobblestone on Mercury, but this is not it.
No, this isn't it.
We'll be right back.
Now, where were we? Did you hear my beard? I haven't shaved for a wee while. Did you hear my beard choking against the microphone there, listeners? Huh? What was that?
It's Treat Me Better by the Ground Floor People. A bit soul-y, you thought.
You've had a lot of thoughts about records today, haven't you? What were you saying earlier? You were scrutinising all the records I played.
I've enjoyed every record.
Well, I find your attitude an insult to the poor artists who struggled so hard to realise their dream of having their music properly scrutinised by slightly younger people 50 years later, sir.
Well,
answer that.
Balls.
That's where all that fancy cheese the boy was going to sell comes from. The Savages wrote, dear listeners, see, radio shouldn't be all that fucking serious. It should be entertaining. And getting bloated on a bottle of whiskey, which has got about less than a quarter left, we did it for you. Not for us. We didn't drink it for us. We drunk that whiskey for you to entertain you properly. These are the Savages. Roses are red, my love.
Oh, I love this.
He loves this. So do I.
Roses are red, my love. Yeah, violets are blue. Yeah, sugar's sweet, my love. Yeah, sweet as you.
So why am I alone?
So, drunk as I am...
Ork!
Oh, that was young Eddie. Young Eddie Pillars just walked in. I will say, listeners to TWR, I've had no help from the government or other sources. I have had help from young Eddie Pillar.
And, I'm younger than you, but I'm not young.
All right, you look older than me, but you're young when it comes to mentality and all that. So Eddie Pillar helped me, as he has done probably a few other people, which I will say fucking well done, mate. I was in the shite and he did help me. As none of you did, you showery shits that you are. So we're probably down to the last two records now. So after lockdown finishes, support the Paper Dress Vintage, because they're not in it for the profit. They seem to be in it because of taste. Everyone they books, good taste based. Nothing's booked on the, hey, you're going to get loads of people in, you know, no matter what a wanker you are, you'll get loads of people in. It's all booked on, this is good, we'll book you, this is shite, you can bugger off. And I like that when it comes to a club.
Yeah.
And that used to be the way of the clubs, or some clubs in the 70s and 80s. And then it all started changing to profit, which is sad.
Monetization.
What one? Monetization?
Yeah.
No, we did no, that in monetization. The... Monetization. The Egyptians did that, didn't they?
He's had a bit to drink.
I have had a bit to drink, actually. So just for you, Eddie, we're going on to a couple of British tunes again. When you buggered off earlier, I played a couple of British tunes to sort of back you, that your British stuff was good and all that. And I actually agreed with you. I didn't do it on the show, but British stuff was good.
I went to the pub.
You went to the pub. This is British stuff. This is The Voice and Train to Disaster.
The world is on its way. Everybody.
it's all gone tits up on the studio, so I'll say good night from me, and we'll see you in a month's time, and good night from
me
as Tony.
Good
super
boy.
Tough Tony Hooper.
Super
that.
Tough Tony.
Yeah, so man. Paper Dress Vintage, yeah. Support it. It's a club that loves music, not money. And that's a good thing in this day and age. Good night, The Attraction, She's a Girl. Bye-bye.
Yes, it's true.